Last time on Family Matters, we were responding to a cry for help from one of our listeners who feels like a loser and has lost hope in this life. A plea like this really touches our hearts at a deep level, and we always want to step in and help as much as we can. Today, we're going to offer suggestions of possible treatment options that may be best in addressing the situation. That's next on Family Matters, so don't go away. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. Our listener expressed her emotional state in extremely concerning terms. She used this language to describe where she's at. I hate myself for who and what I am. I feel like the filthiest person in the world. My love life is a mess too. I feel broken. I don't deserve to be happy. Picking up from where we left off on our last program, our recommendation is that you get yourself into counseling with a qualified Christian therapist who can help you turn things around. It would probably be worth your while to seek out a clinician who is specially trained in cognitive behavioral therapy or rational living therapy. Both methods entail a short-term, goal-oriented, hands-on, practical approach to problem-solving. The whole idea is to change the patterns of thought or behavior that underlie the emotional difficulties you've been having. Cognitive behavioral therapy can help you regain a sense of ownership over your life. This will be important since it seems obvious that you're feeling overwhelmed and out of control. Your counselor may start by helping you set some small, easily achievable goals for yourself. If keeping the whole house clean is too much for you at the moment, begin by concentrating on picking up the dirty socks. From there, you can move on to the laundry and the dishes. Don't bite off more than you can chew at one time. You'll be surprised at the difference it makes on how you feel about yourself. During the counseling process, you and your therapist should also do some serious digging into the past events of your life. The language you've used leads us to suspect that the negative messages you're replaying in your mind were originally imposed upon you by someone else. Were you subjected to abuse of any kind when you were a child? If so, you'll have to get in touch with that pain and deal with it before you can begin making progress in a more positive direction. It's very common for victims of abuse to cope with their hurt by victimizing themselves, and as long as you remain a victim, you can never achieve personal independence or take control over your own life. If none of this helps, we'd suggest that there is a very real possibility that you're dealing with clinical depression. Many of the things you've told us seem to indicate as much. Clinical or major depression is a very serious problem and should be treated as such. It's more than a temporary emotional slump. It involves persistent, lasting 2 weeks or longer, and usually disruptive disturbance of mood, and often affects other bodily functions as well. Causes of this kind of depression can be extremely complex, including a blend of genetic, biochemical, personal, family, and spiritual factors. If you suspect that you may be dealing with a case of clinical depression, we recommend that you take immediate action. Get a physician's evaluation of your condition and be willing to consider appropriate medication. Antidepressants can normalize disturbances in neurotransmitter function in the brain and are neither addictive nor an escape from reality. Some of the physical symptoms of depression, such as heart palpitations and abdominal cramps, are also seen in people dealing with anxiety disorder, so it is especially important to get an accurate diagnosis from a qualified physician. A doctor or psychiatrist may also prescribe changes in diet and hygiene that will help reverse this condition. In closing, we want to urge you again to seek out professional counseling without delay. Focus on the Family's counseling department can provide you with a list of qualified Christian therapists in your area who specialize in dealing with problems of this nature. Our counselors will also be happy to discuss your situation with you over the phone. Please call 031-716-3300 or log on to safamily.co.za and click on the counseling link. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.